Today we are continuing the focus this week on the broadness of the narrow way. This morning I want to speak on the broadness of the love of God. The broadness of the love of God. As children of God, having experienced the love of God, we marvel at it, and rightly so. There are so many scriptures that we could look at this morning, speaking on the love of God. I want to spend a bit of time in 1 John chapter 3, looking at a few different verses. 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 says, "Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not." And again in 3:16, "Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren." And chapter 4, verse 7, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God." And 4 verse 9, "In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we through him might live, that we might live through him." And, okay, I guess that's it for now. If we just contemplate that for a while, how God sent his only Son into the world to save sinners, knowing that sinful mankind, how they will treat his Son, how they will mock him and scourge him and mistreat him in so many ways, and in the end yet crucify him. Why did God do that? Just to think of letting your Son go through that kind of mistreatment, and that by a sinful man that doesn't deserve any help, that doesn't deserve salvation, that by their own testimony do not want any help, thinking they're good and not needing anything. But God, in his great love, sent his Son to the world that we might believe and have eternal life. And when we consider how far God reaches to save sinners, many have been saved from a very low and sinful life. Go to the slums of New York City and preach the gospel, and someone that's very low, very discouraged, and very deep in sin can hear the gospel, can believe, and be saved. And that's just one example. It is so far-reaching into the gutters of sin and death. Yet God is a holy God. He cannot overlook sin. It is just unimaginable how great his love is. And yet Jude chapter 1 verse 21 says, "Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life." So, while God's love is so great and so broad, We must keep ourselves in the love of God. If we reject him, reject his son Jesus, reject righteousness and truth, and rather walk in sin, and do not repent, then we are not in the love of God. We reject that. And God is also a God of holiness and a God of wrath towards sin. We don't understand how his love and his wrath, how they can be attributes of the same God that they are. And we don't need to understand that, but it is true. The songwriter, and I don't know who wrote the song, but he says, could we with ink the ocean fill, and were the skies with parchment made, were every stalk on earth a quill, and every man a scribe by trade? He's saying that we still could not exhaust the love of God. We couldn't write all about it. I didn't look that song up. I should do that, just to read a little more. Let me see if I can find it here. The love of God is greater far. I think I can find it. I apologize. I should have had this out before I started. But didn't do that. Okay. What I just read there. Could we think the ocean fill, and were the skies of parchment made, were every stalk on earth a quill, and every man a scribe by trade? To write the love of God above would drain the ocean dry. Nor could the scroll contain the whole, though stretched from sky to sky. Now, this is an awesome thought, that the love of God is so great, so vast, so immeasurable. If the Bible teaches us that God is love, and we know that God is limitless, we cannot limit God, so we cannot limit his love. Let me just try to give you some idea of what he's saying here. He's saying if all the ocean were ink, we could use it all up, writing about the love of God. How vast is the ocean? Well, if we had a tank full of water, the tank were 1 cubic mile, 1 mile wide, 1 mile long, 1 mile high, full of water. And we would take 1,000 gallon of water out a minute, around the clock, all the time. It would take 2,000 years to drain this tank. Now, that's an awesome amount of water. An amazing amount of water in 1 cubic mile. But scientists estimate that there are 326 million cubic mile of water on the earth. Now, if we would take that much water, like I just described, a cubic mile, take that much water and dump it off the earth, if that were possible, every 10 minutes we would do that. Every 10 minutes, take a cubic mile of water off the earth. And we would have started at the beginning of creation, roughly 6,000 years ago. There would still be some water on the earth. We would still not be done to this day. Can we grasp that? Can we grasp that the love of God cannot be exhausted? or could not be fully explained or expounded upon with that much ink. Yet I don't think it's an exaggeration. I think it's real. God is love, and God is limitless. Oh, my friends, let's be in the love of God. Let us not spurn the opportunities that we have to walk in the love of God, to receive the love of God, and to be able to abide in the love of God throughout all eternity. Oh, we don't want to miss it. My prayer is that we can all experience the love now and experience it throughout eternity. And may God add his blessings. I hope you have a wonderful day serving him.